Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to study the magnificent grace of God. The grace of God is an amazing thing. We know the hymn that's called Amazing Grace, and it describes that tender heart of God's love and mercy and forgiveness that looks upon a person with such favor, unmerited favor, and will rescue this sinner out of the lowest sin he could find himself in. But there is more to the grace of God than we have perhaps realized. In 1 Peter 4, verse 10, the scripture reads, "As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." The manifold grace of God. The word manifold means many and varied. It implies the manifold grace of God, that there are many aspects to the grace of God, and those aspects are varied. There are distinct differences between these different aspects of the grace of God. So often we have equated grace simply with God's willingness to forgive and overlook sin, and that is considered His grace. And that is definitely one of the magnificent aspects of God's grace. But I want to share with you this week three specific aspects of the grace of God that Scripture bears out. In the Amplified Bible, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 reads this way, "But grow in grace, undeserved favor, spiritual strength, and recognition and knowledge and understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah. But grow in grace, undeserved favor, spiritual strength." Grace has often been defined as unmerited favor, or you could say undeserved favor from God to a sinner. And this is definitely one aspect of the grace of God. A second aspect would be the fact that grace is also spiritual strength given from God. It's power to do things God's way. It's power to react and respond to any and every situation the way Jesus would, instead of reacting the way that the flesh would be desiring to respond to a difficult situation. You could say that grace chooses to overlook our sins, our failures, and our shortcomings, and then it gives power to be overcomers so that we don't have to go on sinning and failing and coming up short. Grace from God, then, is both unmerited favor from God and then power and strength from God, so that we don't have to continue in a pattern of sin. Grace has also been defined as getting what we don't deserve. You could say we don't deserve God's favor, but we get it anyway. Mercy has often been defined as not getting what we do deserve. We do deserve judgment and punishment for our sins, but we don't get that from God when we go to Him for His forgiveness. We get grace. We're getting what we don't deserve. So grace takes on these aspects of, number one, undeserved favor from a loving and merciful and forgiving God, and then secondly, spiritual strength and power to do things God's way, and then thirdly, we find in Scripture that God's grace gives us empowerment to operate in spiritual gifts and callings. In Ephesians 3:7, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote, I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God given unto me. So he's saying that he was able to function in his calling as a minister of the gospel because of the gift of the grace of God. In Ephesians 4:7, in a passage that's talking about spiritual giftings and callings, it says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." And it goes on to talk about the gifts of Christ, apostles and prophets and pastors, teachers and evangelists. These spiritual giftings and callings are given to the body of Christ, but they are not done in the strength of a person's fleshly abilities or intellect, but a person who walks in the Spirit and functions as a pastor, a minister, an apostle, an evangelist, a prophet, does so by the power of the grace of God. So we find in Scripture three specific aspects of the grace of God. First, the undeserved favor, or this unmerited favor that will overlook our sin and our failures and our shortcomings. And then secondly, this spiritual strength or power to do things God's way. It's the grace to stand and be a Christian in a wicked world. It's the grace, it's the power to react and respond to situations the way Jesus would. And then thirdly, the grace of God gives power to operate in spiritual gifts and callings in the earth. Juan Carlos Ortiz once wrote this excellent description of the grace of God by using this illustration. He said, "Watching a trapeze show is breathtaking. We wonder at the dexterity and timing. We gasp at near misses. In most cases, there is a net beneath the trapeze. When they fall, they jump up and bounce back to the trapeze. In Christ, we live on the trapeze. The whole world should be able to watch and say, 'Look how they live, how they love one another. Look how well the husbands treat their wives. And aren't they the best workers in the factories and offices, the best neighbors, the best students?' That is to live on the trapeze, being a show to the whole world. But what happens when we slip? Then the net is surely there. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has provided forgiveness for all our trespasses, both the net that catches us when we fall and the ability to stay on the trapeze without falling are works of God's grace." So God's grace gives to us the mercy and the forgiveness when we fail, when we sin. And God's favor looks upon us with love and with mercy instead of judgment and punishment. And the grace of God picks us up and makes us stand again. But secondly, God's grace is the power to walk a godly life, to live before the world in a godly way, to demonstrate before a sin-filled, lust-filled, dark generation with a pure heart. That is only done by the grace of God. God wants us to take hold of the grace of God in our lives, knowing that He forgives us when we fall, but also believing that His grace will sustain us and cause us to stand when we're sorely tempted and Satan is trying to trip us up. Remember that God's grace is a gift. It's not something that we earn. It's not something that we deserve. It isn't something given to us when we've done very well, performed very well, and then we get a measure of God's grace. It's purely a gift. One writer described it this way: when a person works an 8-hour day and receives a fair day's pay for his time, that is called a wage. When a person competes with an opponent and receives a trophy for his performance, that is called a prize. When a person receives appropriate recognition for his long service or his high achievements, that's called an award. But when a person is not capable of earning a wage, can win no prize, and deserves no award, yet receives such a gift anyway, that is a good picture of God's unmerited favor. And that is what we mean when we talk about the grace of God. It's not earned, it's given to us as a gift, and it is truly magnificent. That's all the time we have for today. Join us tomorrow as we continue studying the magnificence of God's grace.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.